You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, I'm Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo, and you are listening to The Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is The Flopcast, episode 558.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hi.
Here we go. The memorial shows are done. We're moving on. No more death shows.
Till next year.
Oh, yeah, more death shows are coming. For now, time to lighten things up. Time to be silly again. And for the next several months, at least, this is a short show today. Short show today, because we're kind of pressed for time. But that's fine. We got a couple things to do. Anyway, so let's do those things, Cornflake. What are we doing for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
We don't talk a ton about country music on the show.
We most certainly do not.
But I found the best reason, I think personally, to discuss country music this week.
Okay.
And it is with the 80th birthday on January 16th of six-time Grammy winner Ronnie Millsap.
Ronnie Millsap. 80. Okay.
Turning 80 on the 16th. And those six Grammys, by the way, none of them are for any day now, which I would have suspected would have been one of them. Because when I think of Ronnie Millsap, that's the song that I think of.
Yeah, Ronnie Millsap. I know we've talked about Ronnie Millsap at least once or twice around here.
The fact that we've talked about Ronnie Millsap on the Flopcast is the only reason why I know Ronnie Millsap by name. Because I remember hearing Any Day Now a bunch of times when I was a kid on the radio.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I thought it was James Taylor or what. I just never made the connection. That's what I know best. But of course, the Grammys were for songs like There's No Getting Over Me. And do you remember the duet he did in the late 80s with Kenny Rogers?
No.
Make No Mistake, She's Mine. And it is a cover of a song that I think is probably better known by Barbara Streisand and Kim Carnes. Do you remember that version, Make No Mistake, He's Mine?
I don't know that either.
Oh.
Got a lot of catching up to do on all these duets.
So, although probably not the most interesting thing that you can say about Ronnie Millsap, I didn't realize also that he was blind.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody knew that but me.
Everybody, but we were trying to keep that from you all these years. Well, I guess you finally know the truth. Yeah, Ronnie Millsap, part of that early 80s moment in pop music when there was a lot of country music crossover. And he was right in the middle of that with Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. There were a bunch of them creeping around back then. And yeah, I liked Ronnie Millsap. Ronnie's stuff was way less goofy than most of the pop country hits of the time. And yeah, a little James Taylor-ish in places, as you said. Yeah, Any Day Now was certainly a good one. And No Getting Over Me. Stranger in My House, I remember. He had a few. I haven't heard from Ronnie Millsap in like 40 years.
That's actually why I was surprised to see that there was an 80th birthday to discuss, since I've not heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I knew he was alive. I knew he was still out there. I have looked him up a time or two just to check in on him.
Ronnie, are you still okay?
Yeah, I knew that he was still out there and still performing occasionally, at least. But I have not heard a Ronnie Millsap song in 40 years.
He did record an album in 2021.
Okay, 2021. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Better Word for Love.
Can you spoil the ending? What is A Better Word for Love? What's the answer? What if it turns out it's Millsap?
Yeah.
The ego on this guy. All right. Happy birthday, Ronnie. What else did we have to do today? Oh, one of the reasons that we're sort of pressed for time today is I am frantically preparing for a convention, which will be underway as this show comes out, because as we record, we're a few days away from Aresia. It's finally happening again. Remember Aresia?
Every time January comes around, I recall that Aresia is a thing.
Mid-January, where else would you rather be but the windswept Boston waterfront, just in time for Aresia? Aresia is a science fiction, fantasy sort of general nerd convention, and we've been going for years and years. You and I have been there together many times. Aresia started, I think, in 1990, so they've been going for 30-something years now. It's been a while since we had a live in-person Aresia.
That's true.
Hasn't happened in 3 years. I was at Aresia 2020, then 2021 was virtual. Remember virtual Aresia?
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, the weirdest thing about it is that I did some panels, some online panels, you know, virtual convention. Everybody just logs in from home, including I did a panel about Saturday morning cartoons. And then, as I recall, you registered to attend online virtual Aresia and paid for a membership.
Just to see you.
Which was, you know, you paid like full admission price to virtual Aresia. And the only thing you did was watch my Saturday morning cartoon panel.
It's true.
Which I was delighted by, because all you do is every week you listen to me yammering on and on about Saturday morning cartoons. For free every week.
You would think I'd have gotten enough by now.
For the last 10 years, you get that every week for free. I very much appreciated the support. That was Aresia 2021. Last year, it was scheduled to go back to a live in-person event. And then right before the convention was supposed to happen, like within, I think, just a couple of weeks, I think it happened right at the last minute.
It didn't happen at all, right?
Yeah, it did not happen at all. They canceled it right at the last minute, and they couldn't even set up a virtual version again at that point. So it just didn't happen, essentially, at all last year. So this year, it's back, and it's back in person for the first time in 3 years. I think they had about 3,000 people attending last time it happened in person 3 years ago. I don't know what the body count will be this time, but I probably shouldn't phrase it that way.
Yeah.
Let's say the head count, right?
Yeah. Okay. Body count is something else.
What a difference it makes whether you call it a head count or a body count, now that I think about it.
You seem to have a very pessimistic view of what things are going to happen at this convention.
Oh, no. Anyway, I'm going to be there. Now, again, this episode of the Flopcast is coming out in the middle of Aresia. So it's going to be half over by the time anybody hears this. But I am doing a couple of panels. One of them will be all over by the time you are hearing this. But I'm doing one on Saturday, January 14th. I'm moderating a panel called Graphic Novels as Memoir.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be talking about, you know, comic books, graphic novels, which are telling people's true stories, the creators telling actual real stories of their own lives in comic book format. That's the subject, and that'll be good. I believe our buddy Kevin Cafferty is going to be on that panel with me, as well as a couple other folks. So looking forward to that on Saturday. So that's already in the past by the time anybody's hearing this. Now, if you are hearing this when it comes out on Sunday, it's not too late.
You can take a day trip down to Aresia.
Make your way to Boston, people, and catch the second half of Aresia if you want to see any of the stuff that we're talking about right now. I don't have any panels scheduled for Sunday, although I will most likely be lurking about. But then Monday, Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 16th. Aresia goes all the way into Monday, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, it's too much geekdom to squeeze into 2 days or even 3 days.
Evidently. So for anybody that's still hanging around on Monday, January 16th, 11:30 a.m., I am moderating another comic book panel. I'm moderating a panel called Image Comics at 30, Now Unionized. So we're talking about Image Comics, which is the comic book company founded in the early 90s. by a bunch of young artists who defected from Marvel Comics to start their own company and publish their own stuff. And then since then, it's grown into a very impressive, diverse company that's published a lot of important stuff. And we're going to be talking Image Comics plus some of the behind-the-scenes stuff which has been going on at Image Comics over the last year or so. And it's going to be an interesting talk, I assure you. So yeah, if anybody wants to come running down at the last minute to catch the end of Aresia, hang out with us as we discuss Image Comics. The mayor of Chickentown will be at Aresia as well, and she's doing a panel on Saturday. Kevin Cafferty is doing a few different panels, I believe, and several other friends of ours will be around. We'll have a full report on Aresia, I'm guessing, for next week's show. Plus, I'll be posting stuff to our Instagrams and Facebooks and such as much as I can during the weekend as well. That's Aresia happening again. This is a first convention I've done since DragonCon, so we'll see how it goes.
Please don't get blown down the street by the wind.
It's going to be windy. I might try to run. If the weather's nice, I might go out in the mornings and try to do some running around Boston. So
it could happen. You never know.
There's an excellent chance I'm just going to be swept out to sea. If you notice a sudden lack of Instagram posts, I'm probably lost in the Atlantic. Send help. That's Aresia. And as we're flying through this super quick episode of the Flopcast, Cornflake, oh, here's something good. To kick off the new year, how about our very first for 2023, Chickens in the News?
And now, the Flopcast presents Chickens in the News.
Oh, good. I was just saying, the chicken stories can't come soon enough.
We've got one for you. This was provided to us by Blasted Bill.
Blasted Bill sent us a chicken story. Awesome.
So this is sort of similar to a story that we covered a couple of years ago. There was a delivery driver pulled up at somebody's house drop off a package. They left the trunk of their car open while they went up to the house. And while they were away from the car, a chicken hopped into the trunk of the car.
Yes, there was a chicken stowaway.
Yeah, the driver had no idea there was a chicken in the trunk and drove away with the chicken. Eventually, the chicken was reunited with its owners. The whole thing was captured by a doorbell camera.
I giggle every time I think about that owner of that chicken reviewing the footage and watching their very own chicken jump into the trunk of somebody's car.
Yeah, what was great is that it was all captured on camera and we all got to watch and enjoy the video. Well, something very similar has happened, Cornflake.
Again. So this is becoming a trend now.
This is a trend. So we're going to Minooka, Illinois. I have no idea where Minooka, Illinois is. There's an Amazon delivery driver dropping off a package. This was an Amazon key in-garage delivery. This driver was able to open up this house's garage door to leave a package in the garage. Okay. I've heard of that. Like, some people let Amazon come right into their house to drop stuff off. So the driver opens the garage door. You know, one of those big rolling automatic garage doors comes rolling up. The door's not even halfway up. And again, this is all on video. I watched a video of this, so I can tell you exactly what happened. A chicken comes running out of the garage.
Wait, what? Whoa.
A single white chicken just goes flying under the garage door out to the driveway. Yes.
Wasn't Single White Chicken a movie in the early 90s?
I think it was. It was a terrible, terrible movie. The delivery driver, I think, was on the phone with someone as he was making the drop-off because he was talking and then explaining to somebody what was going on. The driver starts talking to the chicken. And this video has sound on it. Like, this is a ring.
Oh, this is great.
This is a ring camera mounted inside the garage. So we're in the garage looking out. So we can see everything as this whole little drama unfolds. The Amazon guy addresses the chicken and says, "Hello, mister." Which I'm guessing that...
That's presumptuous.
I'm guessing it was probably a hen, not a rooster. Because most people, if you've got one chicken in your garage,
it's not a rooster.
Probably a hen. But anyway, you know, the delivery guy in the heat of the moment says, "Hello, mister," and then says, "You're going to have to go back in the garage now." Then starts explaining to whoever he's on the phone with, I think. He says, "I have a garage delivery. And who steps out of the garage but a chicken? And then clarifies, it's just one single chicken. He picks up the chicken.
Oh.
So this is a friendly, happy to be around people chicken who, you know, just walks right up to the Amazon guy and doesn't seem to even particularly mind being picked up by a stranger. Guy picks up the chicken and walks back into the garage, kind of walks into the middle of the garage with the chicken and says, sorry, little guy, got to go back in your little nest.
Aww.
Puts the chicken down on the floor in the middle of the garage and says, there you go, be good. And then turns around to walk back out of the garage. As soon as the chicken is down on the floor, it immediately runs straight back out of the garage right after the guy.
Oh, no. This is like a bad cartoon.
And the guy's going like, no, no, don't go outside. Don't go outside. He's still explaining to whoever he's on the phone with. He says, I'm at war with a chicken.
Oh.
He picks up the chicken again, walks back inside the garage and says, you have to stay in the house, Mr. Chicken Man. Again, I'm pretty sure he's misgendering the chicken and he's talking to a hen. But now he's using the formal title, Mr. Chicken Man, but says, you have to stay in the house, Mr. Chicken Man. You cannot go outside. Puts the chicken down in the middle of the garage, starts to walk outside. The chicken, again, immediately follows him straight outside.
Bolts. Yeah.
The driver says, no, why? Picks up the chicken again. For the third time, I think. I've lost count. Comes walking back in. Now, there's a little cage inside the garage. Although the chicken was not in the cage when this little drama began. The chicken, like, has a little cage, but also the cage door was open. I guess the chicken also just has the run of the whole garage.
Or it could be the chicken was an escape artist.
May have picked the lock on the cage previously, yes.
That was a picking chicken.
Entirely possible. Anyway, this time the guy's heading for the little chicken cage. And he says, okay, you're coming with me.
Chicken is busted.
Yeah, chicken's under arrest now. Okay, you're coming with me. You're going in your cage, and I'm closing the gate. But you can tell the guy's like moving the door back and forth and isn't sure what to do. And I think he's thinking maybe the chicken's not supposed to be stuck inside this cage for some reason. You know, maybe it's supposed to have the run of the garage because he's kind of moving the door around and then eventually leaves the door just slightly open. But you're just going to stay in your cage after I'm gone. Maybe you'll come wandering back out into the garage, you know. He says, stay put, stay. And then I believe he says, this is terrible. And then he leaves the garage once again. Cornflake, the chicken, immediately hops right out of the chicken cage and follows the guy out of the garage.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, I would. The guy can't believe it. This time the guy yells, no, stop following me outside.
I love that he's trying to reason with this chicken. This is wonderful.
He's outside the garage with the chicken again for the third or fourth or fifth time, whatever this is. So now he picks up the chicken, pushes the button to start the garage door closing. And then as the door is closing, he throws the chicken back under the door into the garage.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's still, the garage is closing so slowly.
Oh.
The chicken came walking right back up to the garage door and
no.
Could have easily hopped right back out again. But maybe it was a little freaked out by the closing door. From outside the garage, the guy is yelling at the chicken to stay where it is. And the garage door finally comes all the way down with the chicken inside. And that's the end of the video.
And then the chicken finds its way out of the window on the side of the garage.
The chicken starts digging into the floor at that point. But this is like a 2-minute video, beautifully filmed. You know, the cinematography is outstanding. The sound quality is excellent. You can just watch this whole story. It's really good. So the owners of the chicken evidently were just delighted by this whole video and released it online where people have been enjoying it.
This poor delivery driver. They don't pay Amazon delivery drivers enough for this.
I mean, I feel like we should start submitting this film to festivals, you know, as a documentary short subject. It could probably win some awards. It's a really good movie.
Stay put, Mr. Chicken Man.
That's the name of the movie. Yes.
Yes.
How about this Amazon dude, though? You know, really going the extra mile.
Yeah, I don't think I would have picked up the chicken.
Those guys are in a hurry. You know, those delivery people, they're on schedule. They don't have time to spend 2 minutes messing around with a chicken. But that's what this guy did. So good job, Amazon guy. And a fine, fine chickens in the news.
I gotta say, I'm impressed.
Thanks for the chicken story, Bill. Our first chicken story of the year. I'm sure there'll be many more. This will be a busy year for chickens. I can tell already.
And we're already off to an incredible start, I would say. This story may be tough to top, actually.
All downhill from here, I agree. Well, I know we want to keep this one short. I've got one quick plug.
Plug it.
Before we wrap up, Earth Station 1. Our flagship podcast here on the ESO Network is Earth Station 1, and I was a guest on the latest episode of Earth Station 1. It was Mike and Mike, your regular Earth Station 1 hosts, as well as our buddy Joe from the Dragon Con Sci-Fi Classics track.
Joe Crow!
Mike, Joe, and me were on Earth Station 1 this week. The subject was our favorite devil stories. We're talking about the devil.
It'd be fun to talk about the devil.
Why are we talking about the devil? It's because this was Earth Station 1 episode number 666.
Oh.
So some devil talk.
Well, I do like a good devil dog.
Oh, believe me, devil dogs did come up in the conversation.
Yum.
I haven't had a devil dog in decades. Do they still make those? They must.
I don't know if they would taste the same after all these
years. Can you still get a devil dog? Was that Drake's? Did Drake's make the devil dog?
Drake's made the devil dogs.
They did, yeah.
Drake's cakes.
That was like the weird chocolate cake stuff with the white glop in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. And shockingly dry. That chocolate cake stuff?
Yeah, you really needed to get to the center as quickly as you possibly could because it was so dry.
Yeah, you chomp into that thing, you're going to start choking on devil dog.
But it made every other cake I ate seem exceedingly moist in a weird and wrong way.
Well, that was Drake's. Over at Hostess, they went the other way.
Oh, like Suzy Q was just moisture.
The Hostess equivalent was the Suzy Q, which was twice the size of a devil dog. It was 11 times as heavy as a devil dog.
And it was glop. Did not hold its structural integrity well at all.
Oh, you ever read the ingredients on a Suzy Q?
Oh, I think my heart would stop just looking at them.
I remember, like, circa 1983, reading the ingredients on a Suzy Q. It would say, may contain beef fat or lard. They were throwing all kinds of stuff in those Suzy Qs.
I'm so glad I didn't read that.
Yeah, the Suzy Q chocolate sandwich from Hostess. It's made out of cows. Enjoy. Anyway, devil dogs did indeed come up in our devil show, Earth Station 1, episode 666, as well as all sorts of mostly very silly devil story kind of talk. I believe the artwork that goes along with that episode shows John Lovitz from SNL in his devil costume. With me around, you better believe DC Comics character Blue Devil came up in the conversation, because you know I'm a big Blue Devil fan. All kinds of silly stuff like that. We will have a link to Earth Station 1, episode 666. But for now, Cornflake, that will wrap up Flopcast episode 558. Please get us out of here.
Okay. Come find us between shows on the internet at flopcast.net. Facebook.com/Flopcast, on Mastodon, and that is universodon.com/@Flopcast, and on Instagram, the_Flopcast. And if you want to help other people find the Flopcast, you can go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave the show a rating and or a review. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Sponge Awareness Foundation was just hired to provide the soundtrack for the new upcoming hit movie, Stay Put, Mr. Chicken Man. Watch for that. Cornflake, thanks for a quick, goofy little Flopcast. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us, of course. And remember, please be safe, be kind, be silly. And we'll see you next week.
Peace and devil dogs.
Check out the Modern Musicology podcast, where each week we talk about things like
what makes a great drummer,
our favorite rock documentaries,
songs we love by artists we don't love,
our favorite concert memories,
songs that should have been singles,
and all of our favorite music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now.
Do not use Modern Musicology if you're allergic to it. Modern musicology may produce itching, dizziness, vertigo, temporary blindness, or heart palpitations. Do not taunt modern musicology.
Ask your doctor about switching to modern musicology.
Okay, Cornflake, secret after show. What are we doing?
I saved a Ronnie Millsap factoid for the end of the show.
Oh, I was hoping you would. Oh, I've got a Ronnie Millsap thing before you do yours. I was trying to think, what was the other song of his that I really liked? I remembered Any Day Now, No Getting Over Me, Stranger in My House, Smoky Mountain Rain. That was the other one I liked quite a bit back then. Yeah, good stuff from Ronnie. Well, what's your startling Ronnie Millsap fact that you held back for the secret show?
This is... I really wish you hadn't built it up that way, Kevin. It's not that big of a deal. But if you happen to be an amateur radio operator, Ronnie Millsap has a call sign. And it's like if you get on ham radio or whatever, you can find him at WB4KCG.
Like Ronnie Millsap is out there working his own little radio setup?
Yeah.
And you can find him and communicate with Ronnie Millsap?
Yeah, if you're an amateur radio operator.
Wow.
You can get yourself some Millsap on your ham radio.
Is there any way that we can contact him right now through this podcast?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I don't think it works like that. All right, somebody get on that, please.
Please contact Ronnie Millsap for us and let him know that we're thinking of him.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.